Welcome to the Smichael Speaks podcast. This is the space and the place for leadership learning. I'm Joanne Smichael. I'm a speaker, an educator, a consultant, and a forever student of the world. Enjoy this episode. We know there are lots of types of power. There's the power that comes from a formal position or a title. That type of power automatically has authority behind it. There's knowledge or information power. This comes from being smart, from being a subject matter expert. The more valuable the knowledge or expertise, the greater the power available. And you know, there's coercive power. This is when we manipulate or blackmail people into advancing our agendas. It relies on fear and intimidation. You know, the interesting thing is there's also what I call intel power. The person who has the intel has the ability to limit or distort the narrative that we put out. You know, there are lots of quiet, highly effective leaders in organizations, in communities, in families. They don't have titles. They don't have formal authority, but they're able to get things done through others to have real influence. They don't have to coerce. They may do a little cajoling, but they don't have to coerce. How does it happen that some people are able to make it happen without formal power or authority? How are they able to be such successful, subtle leaders? They have referent power. That means people willingly follow them because they admire them, they respect them, and not because they have to follow them. People with referent power can sway the minds and the hearts of others because they're admired. They're held in high esteem and they're deemed trustworthy. People find them relatable. And these people are, you know, they're really role models. They're people for us to look up to. I think they're worthy of emulation, and that's where they get their ability to lead. And in addition to emulation, their relatability allows people to identify with them. And that sense of shared identity is what forges this common bond that makes referent leadership possible. These are the people who have power with and not power over others. Let me tell you what I mean. They're collaborators and they get things done through people and with people. You don't just become a person with referent power. It takes a lot of time, and I mean a lot of time. That's because it's about building trust, credibility, and respectability with people. None of those things come overnight. You can't fake these things. Well, you can fake them for a while, but eventually people see through hypocrisy and they see through duplicity. We know when others lack honesty and character, so they'll know if we lack honesty and character. Doesn't matter if you have formal authority or not. Building or deepening referent power happens in a lot of different ways. One way is through mentoring. Mentoring has influence that's long-lasting. Good mentors recognize the mutuality of the relationship. In other words, they're willing to learn from their mentee. They're open to new perspectives and to growth. I am fascinated by the powerful results people with referent power are able to get. I've noticed how it seems to flow so naturally from these people. I'll give you an example. There's a lady who holds no position of authority in our community. She doesn't have a formal education, and she's not especially well-spoken. But in spite of that, in spite of all of that, she manages to raise over $75,000 annually to feed low-income families. She spearheads this coat drive that gathers hundreds, and I mean hundreds of coats and hats and gloves, cold weather gear for students. She does it every single year. People know she does it, and they drop off bags of brand new coats on her doorstep as soon as it gets cold. It is amazing to me that she has no formal power, but can call her local legislators and get an appointment. She has referent power that she executes with grace and with ease. She gets more done just by asking than many, many, many people who formally lead food pantries and other service organizations. One of the things I've noticed about her is her genuine humility. She talks about living in poverty as a single mom. She's not ashamed of her story. She talks about being abandoned, given away as a child, and how tough it was. When she shares her story, she's not sharing it to get sympathy or to get more donations. She's just sharing it to uplift other people and to inspire them. Referent power, the heart of subtle leadership, is born from consistent behavior, from strong character and integrity. I believe it's demonstrated by the capacity to empathize with other people. That means trying to understand another person. It means at least trying to feel what they're feeling. It means caring enough to stand by them and provide appropriate support. Now, referent power is person-specific. It's not based on a popularity contest or the whims of others. It's rooted in the behavior that a person consistently demonstrates and the influence that that behavior generates. It's inspirational, and it quietly generates followers. It can push people towards action, positive action. It can influence outcomes, good outcomes. It can benefit individuals, teams, organizations, communities, our world at large. And I believe that referent power can be learned at any age and any stage of our lives. I think Ralph Waldo Emerson sums up referent power far better than I can. He said, "Do the right thing and you're going to have the power." That sums up the integrity, the character, and the conscience required for referent power. Thank you for listening. Be sure that you subscribe and share. You can get more leadership learning from my YouTube channel and by following me on Instagram. Reach out when you're looking for a speaker to energize your next event. Reach out when you need curated leadership learning for your organization. Reach out when you're ready for consulting that will help your organization fulfill its potential. I'm Joanne Smichael, and thank you for tuning in.